I can hear from you, Richie. It's worth our while. In a few minutes, we'll be spending time with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's one of the medical advisors on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I sound like I'm running for president. I have a medical advisor.
Yeah.
Or
like
two.
Dick Cheney.
Or three.
Following you around in a black ambulance.
Right. Exactly. One of the funniest things about Halloween is all the old ambulances, the old retired ambulances that get dusted off and brought out for Halloween. I was thinking of something in a movie, as a matter of fact, where there's an old limo slash... And by the way, one of the things that you really don't want to hear is that some of the hearse itself that carries the casket, they only used it for that kind of stuff. But the cars that are used by the funeral directors are also used as limousines going to parties and stuff. There's black Cadillacs and black Lincoln Town cars, so they get used for all kinds of things. Yeah, they do. It's a kind of interesting thing. Maybe
why not?
What's the difference?
When my dad passed away this past summer, and you know,
funerals, weddings, same thing.
They came and picked him up in a minivan.
Picked up your father.
Yeah, you know, he's still dead in the house, so you have to call the funeral home, and they come and pick him up. And
put him in the back of the van.
Yeah, this girl about 5 foot nothing shows up in a minivan, and I'm like, okay, this ought to be fun. They put him in the back of a Dodge minivan, hauled him off.
Yeah. I wonder if that, one of the things that would have been very special.
Dad's got cup holders.
If, in fact, your father had sold him the van.
That would have been awesome. Easy. Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been cool?
Get him coming and going. Really going.
One way or the other. All right, we're going to talk to Dr. Jack in a minute about our theme of the day today, which is oral odor and what you do to prevent oral.
Hold on. Give me that one more time.
Odor.
Oral odor. Say it real big.
Oral odor.
There you go.
Did you create a vacuum, or otherwise known as a reverberation?
Let's see what I can
do. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Oral odor. I get silly about some things, and sometimes the silly stuff may not seem silly, at least on the surface, but then it becomes silly. And Jack, who has his moments of being silly, will join us in a moment here on Good Day.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Hi, Richie, have you got oral odor?
Oral odor.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Oral odor.
All I can think of is a guy who runs the radio station, group of radio stations out in Wyoming, and he says he loves to listen on his way into the radio stations to find out whatever my antic of the day is. So today, sir, Bill, you're listening. My antic has to do with... Richie?
Hold on, I'm trying some other.
Oh, you're going to.
Oral odor. Oral odor. Oral odor. Oral.
Okay, all right. Let's do it.
What are
odor.
Actually, those are, you know what we should do, Richie? Let's save this. This sounds like it belongs on Halloween.
Oral.
Actually.
Odor.
There's all kinds of different effects in here. It's fun.
Good. All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell is certainly pleased to be here.
Odor.
I can tell.
Well, yeah, this is my favorite show already.
I'm just trying to teach you Radio 101 so you'll know what not to do when you do your own radio programs. That's all this is.
Well, it'll be much more polished today for sure.
Really? Oral? Polish? Very good. Jack.
Yes, yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
All right, so what do you do with people who come? First of all, what is it a sign of? I've been told, and I believe this is true, that oftentimes bad breath is a sign of something more serious. It can be a sign of some serious disease.
And it's usually too, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but it's usually a reflection of what's going on in the sense of gut flora population.
Gut flora.
Yeah, the little bugs that are supposed to be growing in the gut, the good
bugs. Some people have more, like, does Roberta have more than I do?
No.
What's your IQ?
Mine or hers?
Both of you. Whoever has the higher IQ has the healthier gut.
I have.
Now, by gut.
Really?
By gut, I mean everything from the esophagus all the way through the bottom.
Yeah.
And we know out the tail, and we know that there's certain kinds of bacteria that's supposed to grow in there.
Yeah.
In fact,
good
the
bacteria,
major
probiotics.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Right.
And there when we have an unusually bad level of gut or bacteria population, it will be reflective of oral odor.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, one of the best things, whenever I have a patient complain of that, it doesn't happen very often because I have most of them on standard process. I get them on a good probiotic.
Yeah.
But also chlorophyll complex. I don't know if I've ever sent you that.
I just had, as a matter of fact, I just said to you, pouring on the air, I just had my daily dose of standard process stuff, including the chlorophyll.
Yeah, well, chlorophyll will just sweeten everything.
Yeah.
And I mean everything. So,
Roberta's disposition.
If you take at least, if you take at least three, six a day would be better. But if you took at least three or a couple of them with each meal, you don't have to worry about that. Now, obviously, there are some oral hygiene problems that some people will have. A lot of tooth decay, depending on the type of bacteria population, can tend towards that. But most of the stuff that we do in a sense of mouthwash, scraping the tongue, all the extra oral hygiene stuff we do, usually is a Band-Aid to a large degree.
Really?
Now, that doesn't mean you can't have oral odor as a result of some kind of tooth decay. Certainly you can, but the majority of bad breath we have is because of the diets that we have, and they do not foster good flora growth inside the gut.
So
not only is your immune system dependent on it, the condition of your skin, mm-hmm. the clarity of the white of the eye, the health of the nails and the hair, all very dependent upon digestion and elimination and the healthy gut flora. So's the, that's one of the ways that medical people 100 years ago would be able to judge the condition of the gut. They would just smell your breath. They mm-hmm. would taste your urine to find out if
taste.
It,
urine?
Oh, heavens, yes. They would take a drop of it and taste it. And if it was sweet, they knew you had diabetes.
Oral
and they would look in. Yeah, well, it's indicative of more than, just to say to somebody, hey, you ought to brush your teeth. You might start saying, you ought to consider a probiotic.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent approach to all of these things. Probiotics do kind of sweeten things and settle things.
Yeah.
You know what else does it? As self-serving as it sounds, milk. With one of the things that happens when people buy milk that's been pasteurized and processed, and it's zero fat, they call it skim milk, you get nothing.
You get absolutely nothing
with that, and except a very high concentration of natural sugar, which is like candy. And it's very, if you're a diabetic, you don't want to be drinking skim milk.
No, you don't.
And what is that? Nothing but sugar.
Right, and what does that sugar do to the candida growth inside the gut? You know, it's like giving candy to a baby. I mean, it's going to flourish. The population is going to grow even heavier. And that's an indication that there'll be changes in the odor of the breath if you have a large candida population inside the body. Everybody in America has candida because everybody's getting carbohydrates to some degree or another. I mean, even a strictly vegetable fruit diet is going to still produce a lot of sugar, but it's not going to be nearly as bad as people who are eating processed carbohydrates all the time. And so, you know, that's another thing to consider in the sense of pasteurized dairy products. You're essentially eating cooked protein in the presence of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
The lactose in there plus the protein, the casein protein that's in the milk, when you pasteurize it, you're cooking it.
Okay.
And that's very dangerous for the gut.
Dr. Ken, as you know, is one of my stalwarts along with you when it comes to medicine. And he has sent me, he forwarded to me, posted to me an article that appears in today's Washington Post. And this is exactly what I would expect from the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Boston Globe, the Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, all of the newspapers and news media that are in the hip pocket of the big large corporate, especially big food, the agribusiness outfits. The story suggests that most local organic natural foods are not always safer because small farms are exempt from laws. This is a paid-for absolute slur and slam,
yes,
aimed at the small farmer, paid for by ADM and the other,
yes,
big Cargill agribusinesses that want to put all the small farmers out of business. There has,
amen,
not been. This is so GD irresponsible. I have smoke coming out of my ears at the moment because this story is nothing but a complete whitewash for the big companies that got the FDA law passed. There has never been, nor is there now, a problem that hasn't been caused by something else other than just a small farmer. I'm reminded of an event that happened here in Massachusetts maybe 6 years ago where a small dairy was forced out of business because listeria got into the milk and it killed an old man who drank it. It was chocolate milk, and it came to pass that they found out it was the flavoring, not the milk, that was the problem. They bought the flavoring from somebody, but that never, the guy's long gone. After they did their investigation, proved that it wasn't really the dairy. It was the source of the chocolate syrup that made the problem. But this is the kind of stuff, and this article suggests that the cantaloupe problem and the turkey ground up and the eggs and the peanuts have started. They are at large farms. Anyway, I'm disgusted.
Well, I agree completely with you because the term organic is, as you well know, is a very closely regulated term by the USDA. You can't use that term without 3 years of clearance that you have moved your farm to an organic farm. And now that they've been able to substantiate that there's a better bushel per acre yield from organic farms as opposed to commercial farms. People are moving that way,
yeah,
and the big boys don't want to.
I'm going to invite the guy from the Pew Health Group who was quoted in this article to come on this program. We'll see what he says when I challenge him.
Good
All right,
enough.
Jack Stockwell. Check jackstockwell.com out.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
They don't forget it, but love is the only happiness.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's from the X Factor last night. Stereo Hogs. And the group performing Tenderness. Ugly. Roberta, what do you think of this? We'll have our own judges here, Roberta. She likes it that much. Richie?
I think if you like it.
I say if you're going to take on Otis Redding, you better be good, so let's hear it.
Doesn't sound like Otis Redding to me. Otis Redding is dead. He sounds better than this. All right, Jennifer, what do you say?
I don't love it.
Yeah.
All right. It started out promising, but...
Right.
Nah.
All right, here are... here's Simon struggling with this. Never mind, Richie.
I got to hear the gata, gata.
You're not lying.
All right, let's see what Simon says.
I'm trying to say something, but my mouth won't say it. You love us, Simon. I think it's a compliment.
Paula, you did a really good job.
This is one of Paula's groups that she's mentored, I think, right?
There's nothing right now in the charts like you. There should be a band like you in the charts right now. It was that great mix of retro, current, the choreography was great. Paula, you've done a great job. I hate saying this.
Appreciate you, Simon. We love that. We love our judges, man.
So proud. What can I say? Man, I put you through the paces. You trusted me. Thank you so much for working so hard.
Love you, Paula. Thank you so much.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you really buy the Paula, Simon kind of animosity anymore?
No. They flirt with each other. I think they've done the horizontal mambo.
I really do.
I wish
you would have said that to Emilio Estevez when he was on the show last week.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they dated, huh?
They've dated. They were married.
They were married?
Emilio was married to Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
Really?
And Paula Abdul. It was a scandal.
Right.
All right, here are the Brewer Boys from last night's X Factor. Down version of
She's a rich girl, but it's gone too far, and you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. She's a rich girl, but it's gone too far, and you know it don't matter anyway. You could say money won't get you too far.
Right. Where do we get this?
Okay. Wrong
game. Not bad.
Ooh, I like this. Right.
Now it's fake.
Maybe you mean every word to say. Can't help but think of yesterday. And another who tied me down to the level four. Before this forever becomes an
ocean. How do you go from Hall & Oates to George Michael?
Just like that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Gotta have faith. feeling I'm going to agree with Simon.
Let's hear from Simon.
I think that you've progressed. My issue is that, once again, is to remind everyone that it's a $5 million contract. And I think the groups is now a very, very strong category. I didn't like the choreography, Paula. I thought it was very throwaway. And this to me, didn't shine like it should have done for me.
Opinion. For me, it's with groups. I want them to be able to connect with the audience and let the audience get to know them. Brewer Boys, I think you've come a long way, and I think that for never performing in a format like this, I think you nailed it. I think
whatever. You knew she was going to say.
Boo! All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see here. It's 28 after the hour, isn't it, on a good day?
It is, right now. Oh.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Bloomberg reports that Apple is developing a standalone television set. According to his biographer, Steve Jobs said he finally cracked the code of how to build a fully connected TV that would sync content wirelessly. While not confirmed by Apple, you can bet on seeing it in the future. In other news, a survey of about 1,400 parents found that their children are spending more time in front of screens than ever. About a third of children under two have a television in their room, and the average age for using a computer is now 3.5. And finally, while more news publications are moving towards digital formats, only 14% of tablet owners are willing to pay for their content. News and magazine publishers are having a hard time convincing consumers to pay for both print and digital editions. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all of about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give state drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place. Cause you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
33 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is going to get some fruit because he has... So he's hoping that if he washes down a banana or some blueberries or something like that, it'll take care of his...
Is he underwater when he's saying that?
Oh, I like it. Man.
Hey, Doug, did you know what you have?
Did the fruit take care of the oral odor?
Yeah, that was very good, Richie. Thank you. Excellent. So wonderful.
Welcome back to your show. It is Thank a good you. Day show. It's 34 past, right?
All right. Do we do what's new at DougStephan.com?
No, waiting for you. Waiting for you. All over.
What's new at DougStephan.com?
Taking care of another kind of motor. All right. Let's see. The... San Francisco Church in the Spotlight that's offering a large reward for the return of its 122-year-old bell that has been stolen.
Who would steal a bell?
Well, especially the fact the thing weighs about 3 tons. But the key here is...
What's it made of?
It's 80% copper.
Yep.
And on the open market, that much copper is worth about 75 to 80 G's.
Big problem. It's around the whole country, but, I mean, here, lots of reports of empty homes. So let's say you've abandoned your home because you can't make the payments or new construction.
Yeah.
They are stealing the copper pipes left and right, man. Yep. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
What a bunch of dirtbags stealing a copper bell from a church.
Hmm.
What kind of a dirtbag?
A lot of
dirtbags
around, Richie.
Yeah. That's bad karma.
As far as I'm concerned, they'll be well served if they have oral odor.
All right, hold on a minute. I got to find out. I'm getting
oral. Well, you see if you can get Dr. Ken early.
Yeah, I can.
Are you going to ask him about oral odor?
I want to talk about. I want to talk about two things.
Selection of 14 odor. Odor.
What is all of that?
No, you know what? That's your Ustream feed that came back.
Good video.
That worked out well. Let's do it again.
Hold on a minute.
Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich is trying to figure out how to... All right, enough. Get Dr. Kent. I am incensed.
Uh-oh.
There is an article today in the Washington Post attributed to the Pew Research. I'm going to now start calling them the Puke Research Center. I'm going to invite this little worm on the program.
But do you like him?
Why are you attacking him personally?
Eric Olson is a food safety advocate at the Pew Health Group. He said there are regulatory gaps, and that's the reason the public ought to be really afraid of local, organic, natural food. He is a Maroni. And I will be happy to have him on the air and help him understand how much of a Maroni he is. And the only reason Ken sent me this is because he knew it would be... I know what's going on with Ken right now, he's thinking, I'm sending this to Doug. He's going to go off the edge. It'll be great radio. That's exactly what he thought.
He clicks send on his email and then counts
and
down.
And he laughs.
Right. Yeah.
One.
How long is it going to take for
two.
Me?
Now look, I got to be on the air ranting and raving in 10 seconds.
But you know what? I'm glad he sent me this because I just signed up. I have not signed. I don't, of my news sources.
Ken, did you actually count on a digital timer how long it would take Doug to explode when you sent that to him?
I just needed to give him a heads up because this is in the Washington Post this morning.
Yeah. A heads up I have. And now I'm going to go after Mr. Olson and the Puke Research Center for this work.
Okay, so let's hear why.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. That was very good radio.
Thanks.
That's very good.
Well, I know you're mad. Now I just need to know
that would have
why.
Been something that Ken would have said, because Ken likes to get me off of some of the stuff that he doesn't want to talk about, and he gets me back focused on things.
Instead of you just ranting like a wild madman.
I can't stand this man. He's terrible. I just need to know what he did.
What's your reasoning behind this?
So, Ken, as the medical doctor, do you want to summarize this, or do you want me to summarize it? Or you can summarize it, and I'll take it.
You start, and I'll follow up.
All right. So here's the Post is notorious, along with the other big newspapers and other big media. They notoriously side with big business, no matter whether it's big ag, big pharma, big, you name it, it's big, and they like it. So,
It buys advertising.
In a manner of speaking, yeah. Here's how the article starts. Shoppers nervous about foodborne illness may turn to foods produced at smaller farms or labeled local, organic, or natural in the hope that such products are safer. But a small outbreak of salmonella in organic eggs from Minnesota shows that no food is immune to contamination. While sales for food produced on smaller operations have exploded, partially fueled by a consumer backlash to food produced by large companies, a new set of food safety challenges has emerged, and small farm operations have been exempted from food safety laws as conservatives, farmers, and food lovers have worried about too much government intervention and regulators have struggled with tight budgets. The government has traditionally focused on safety at large food operations. Really? How's that working out for you so far? Tyson Chicken is one example. The large milk producer in New York State. Let's see. All of the E. coli problems with bagged lettuce and spinach and all of the things that we can go through that do not come from small local farmers, but come from the big agribusinesses or the big farms that are supported by big agri. This guy is full of what my cows produce regularly, all day, every day, both gaseous and solid.
And which you just produced in the last break.
Thank you. That's very good, Rich. I did do that, as a matter of fact. All right, so anyway, Ken, you're going to have to treat me for some sort of heart malady.
Well, let it out. Let it all out.
Yeah, it is. It's good to let
I think the key is the further you transport food, the more at risk you're going to be.
There you go.
And I think one of the big things is that as much sale of food there is, you know, I was at Disney this past weekend. You look around and how much obesity there is. It's unbearable. So food's big industry, and you're going to have some issues. And this sells newspapers because, let me tell you, people are worried about the food they're eating.
They're not worried about stuff they get when they can go to the farm and see it. And when they can go and know who the local producer is, whether it's My Milk or whether it's Hanson's produce or whether it's the guy.
Unfortunately, they bury that point deep in the article about how much safer it is the less you have to transport food.
Yeah. All right. Well, but you see, most people don't read that far down in the article. They look at the headline,
correct.
Local organic natural foods, and the first paragraph.
Right.
So now they've scared the blank out of everybody. And where do we get safe food? I guess we've got to return to the government. They'll help us. They'll save us.
Doug, you need to go back to college and teach journalism.
You think? All right, Jimmy Troja, you think we can arrange that?
That would help the country immensely.
What, me going back to school? I'm going to go to Heidelberg, and I'll be an adjunct professor of journalism.
Or just recruit
You know what? I've never claimed to be a journalist.
Person.
I am not a journalist. I don't want to be a journalist. I think journalism is a fake phony profession anymore anyway, because it's been bastardized by, either the political correctness.
It's no longer just the facts.
No, it isn't. It's all garbage. And this is an example of it. This story is complete garbage. That's what it is. Complete and utter garbage. Now, if you want, I'll invite you to come on, Ken, with this guy so that it's fair.
Sure.
Because otherwise, it won't be a fair fight.
Sure. I'd be glad to referee this one.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll have Bob invite this fellow. There are plenty of examples. Well, never mind. I've already said. Do I need to say it anymore? I don't think so. All right. So, Ken, we have also been talking today about Richie. You have, are you asleep there? What are you doing?
Here, hold on. Dr. Ken, today we've been talking about.
All right. So, the problems that people have, and I think this is a really, actually, a very practical medical process to go through, because many times, as we were talking with Jack a little earlier, a problem with your breath is indicative of something else that's going on inside of you, right? That may be more serious than just bad breath.
Oh, absolutely. Not only the food that you eat can cause bad odor, but dental problems, dry mouth. There are some metabolic diseases, even diabetes sometimes can do it. Some of the medications that you take can do it. There are mouth, nose, and throat conditions. Even smoking tobacco products can cause bad odor.
All right, so what do you advise? Let's say somebody comes into your clinic down in Mount Dora, Lake Cardiology, Dr. Ken's clinic down in Florida, and they have this problem. Do you say directly, I mean, you are, of all the people, and I say this unabashedly, because you and I have become great friends over the last X number of years, and one of the things is that we don't pull any punches. You tell me what you think, I tell you what I think, and I am happy to tell people that I think you are the most extraordinary fellow when it comes to actually spending time and learning what's going on in your body. Ken is the best that I've ever been with. He takes time, he's genuinely concerned and cares, and that's why his program that we do on the weekend works, because people know that he's all about that. So if somebody came into your office and they had bad breath, would you tell them?
Well,
or would you examine it? Listen, I detect something in your breath, and maybe we ought to examine why that is.
Right, it's in the message. You know, I would say, boy, I love the garlic and onions also, but, you know, I make sure I clean up after it. And usually it's a dental problem. You know, people haven't been to the dentist in 10 years, and that is clearly far and away. But sometimes I might smell an unusual fruity or fishy smell, and I might pick up a very unusual metabolic problem. But those are, you know, in the middle of the night when you hear foot hoofbeats, don't think of zebras. That's an old adage in medicine. It's usually something. Common things occur commonly.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Ken has his daily dose of important medical stories and information for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new books!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. Get the whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
All right, it's 12:40 the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus noted and appreciated as we go over the daily dose of important medical information. Perhaps nothing more important and more in the public eye or discussion today on all of the maybe radio talk shows and television talk shows, and especially the shows that are on the air that focus on the medical world. Ken, the HPV vaccine, which has been recommended for girls. When did that start? How long ago was that?
2006.
Okay. So how did you handle that with your daughter, who's 15 yesterday?
I'll tell you, we have my 15-year-old as of yesterday. We have yet to vaccinate her, and we joined the two-thirds of American parents who have yet to complete the vaccination of their teenage adolescent daughters. This is probably the biggest failure vaccine ever, and the reason it's such
You said the word failure.
Failed to carry out the recommendations of the CDC, which is now to vaccinate all 11 and 12-year-old girls with a three-course vaccine. There's some evidence that two shots will work, and this is to help prevent the 15,000 a year cervical cancers that are seen. And yesterday, the CDC, their vaccine committee that makes recommendations to the CDC, has recommended that boys now 12 to 13 get this vaccine. And one of the reasons they're recommending is that boys get this vaccine is because so few girls have gotten it. And the other reason...
Really?
Yes. And because the original thought was that if enough girls get this vaccine, you wouldn't have to vaccinate the boys. But only a third have actually completed the recommendation, as I mentioned. But the other thing, think about this for a second. The reason that you want to vaccinate boys is to prevent anal cancer or to prevent throat cancer. So, you know, just think about how you're going to get anal cancer. And, you know, this becomes a strange situation for families. And my recommendation, the reason why we waited for our daughter is because I'm just a little concerned about the safety here.
Doesn't it prevent them from spreading it to girls? I mean, yes, you can talk about anal and throat, but, I mean, they're the passers of HPV to girls.
That is one of the reasons that the CDC Vaccine Committee is recommending it for boys.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey's most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
MC Hammer from Halloween 1991, as we focus on the movie music from the Halloween movies, and our contests are focused on the Halloween movies as well.
You know what he's doing? You know how he's been very web savvy?
Yeah, very twittery.
Yeah, very twittery. The guy's very smart when it comes to the web stuff. He's apparently going to start his own search engine to try and compete with Google, Yahoo, and
Hammer Time.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
All that.
Really? Too legit to quit.
Adams, that.
The Adams Groove is Jennifer underscored. It gets us into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, and we're going to talk about some other Halloween biz. He's got some movie news for us. We also have a contest, which comes from a movie that was number one during Halloween week in 1999. So we go back 12 years for the audio. We're going to play three excerpts from this movie, and you'll identify it, hopefully. A lot of people have good luck this week. I don't know. Some of the movies I would not have expected we'd get easily. 800-510-8255. Help yourself to that line as we identify this movie.
Murder needs no ghost to come from the grave. We have murders in New York without benefit of ghouls and goblins. The assassin is a man of flesh and blood, and I will discover him.
All right, do you recognize that voice?
Sure, I know it.
Yep. Chucker knows it. Richie, recognize the voice?
Not yet.
Jennifer, you recognize the voice?
I don't.
All right, Roberta Warner.
The actor and director have teamed up many times.
Yep. All right, next clip.
The attacker rode Masbeth down, turned his horse, came back to clean the head.
Right. It's a legend of sorts.
Yeah, I mean, I get the movie. But
I mean, you just got it. The gimme was right there.
Right, yeah.
800-510-8255. It's a good thing I told you that, because you didn't know that, did you, Richie, before I told you that?
I knew what movie it was from that clip.
All right, good.
I'm trying to think of who it is.
You are?
A famous one?
Yeah, I mean, this guy has been, what, six movies they've done together, Chucker?
Oh, whoa.
I think they're currently filming their
another show. One now, yeah,
right,
exactly.
Okay.
All right, here we go, last clip.
It was a hitless horseman.
Who put that together?
No, you
might be this.
All right, take it off.
Horseman,
take
it off.
My God. That's something even Roberta can get. 800-510-8255. What an insult to our intelligence. That who's in charge of these clips anyway? Who do I have to speak to about that? It's
name this movie, The Pink Panther.
All right, anyway. Stand by. Chucker's got movie news in a moment.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and let's grade how you evaluate something when you see it. All right, there are so many times in life that we see something for the very first time. When we take a look and evaluate it, do we evaluate it as, geez, this is all wrong, but here are a couple things that are right? Or do we take a look at everything that's right and say, you know what, there's only a couple things wrong, and once I correct those, I will have the ability to go ahead and correct them and make my life better. Now, where do we get this lesson from? We get it from grades. You know, sometimes somebody gets a 90, and 90 means I get 90% of it right, or an 80 means I got 80% of it right. It doesn't say, hey, here's your test, you got 20% of your test wrong. We tend to evaluate grades by taking a look at the positives first. And in our life, when we see an opportunity, or we see something, or we are evaluating something, take a look at what is positive first, and always focus on that to solve it and to make it even better. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Chuck Curry, the author of Entertainment Today and Beyond, is here with his movie news for the day. Chucker?
Okay, Doug. Sony Pictures reportedly wants Aaron Sorkin, who wrote the screenplay to The Social Network, to write the script for its planned Steve Jobs biopic. Now, if it's as honest as The Social Network it was, it should make for a pretty interesting movie.
Yeah.
I think TV News of Interest, AMC, has given the third season pickup to its hit zombie end of the world series, The Walking Dead. 7 million viewers have watched the first two episodes. This is high-quality television, Doug, that I would walk 10 miles to see on a rainy night.
That's a great visualization. Imagine Chucker walking outside. Maybe would you walk naked 10 miles on a rainy night?
I don't think naked, but with my underwear I would do it. Yeah.
Right, you would, really. Do you know what it is that gets you, or it just gets you?
It's just a really good piece of television.
Yeah, there's a lot of good, I think there's some good new and used,
you know, one other bit of TV news. NBC will reboot the 1980s offbeat cop show Wise Guy that the original star Ken Wall are going to redo it.
I wish they'd come back with a crime story, too. That Dennis, that was a great show. Man, was that like ahead of its time?
I'll tell you one thing. NBC's in trouble as the network.
You know, see, they're off like 9% already this season. Here's a penny.
They're off 90% compared to the Friends and ER days. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just really bad.
Penny in La Luz, New Mexico. What's the name of the movie?
Sleepy Hollow.
And the star is?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. You are correct, ma'am. Hold on. For a swell prize from Good Day, 59 past the...